Satan doesn't have to be interpreted. Sometimes I speak to him in the spirit. Amen. Your spirit interprets those things for you. Thank you, Father God. We're going to continue to praise Him. Continue to praise Him tonight.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
thank you,
Jesus.
Father God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise
you, Lord. Praise you tonight, Father. Praise you tonight. Praise you tonight. A year of great change by what's happening in the political system. Be great turmoil and shaking.
Yes, hallelujah.
Thank
yes.
you, Jesus.
Yes, hallelujah.
Thank you, Father God.
Yes,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Praise you. Glorify you, Lord. Jesus. Glorify you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Look at everything that's happened just in the latter part of last year. All the major ministries. Tell them for years and they look at me and say you ought not to speak against God's anointing. Well, let me tell you, God's anointed ought not to take advantage of people. That's what I have to say.
Amen.
I gotta shake everything that can be shaken.
Yes, hallelujah.
All the stuff is wrong, what God do is the stuff got to be uncovered. Everything in darkness can be revealed.
Yes, Rina ma
kung narun mga kanilekar at sinamayeta. Harwa na may yosor. Manandara, manayeta ko la. Hetsara ma, hekara mo yuko. Hingara mo yakong na may yarendere o rasala. Hayayayo lola. Rasa makinda. Rasa makunda na may yasela. Paya. Puya Mati, Sita, Pantera Kambande, Lala, Hunaway Sinkara Mayak Sindre, Raza Makuna Ramatella, Sindra Mayola, Hallelujah, Sisra Mayoho, Sisasa, Sisasa Ramayo, Lala, Hindra Mayoho, Hindra Makahande, Sisasa Ramayela, Rendra Makola Ramayak Sandra, Hisra Moho, Hunuma He, Hunuma Kunde, It will come Rafundera Tenda, Rise in the name of Jesus, Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Isata, Isuta, Apumbara Kunde, Yasinde, Wumbara Sala Ramayola, Ayuma Kanda, Ayuma Kanda Ramasela, Hananda Ramayola, Raza Makunde, Gonda Ramayela, Lalamayola,
transition that thou art soon to see. Even what is taking place at this time, this year, within the government of this nation, shall only be a foreshadowing of things that are yet to come. Yes. I shake everything that can be shaken. Have I not declared this to thee? Has I not already seen that my hand has begun to prove my church, to prove my people? I say there must come a great shaking and a great falling away, and there should be even judgment that shall fall upon the doorstep of many. Bear my name in this hour, for their hearts have not been true before the people, nor before their God. They have made merchandise of my people and of their woes. Shall I not judge in this situation? Shall I not judge? But behold, yea, I am a righteous God. I will yet judge these things. But I say that after the judgment, there shall be those that shall rise.
Yes.
It's an hour that even be marked as it was even upon the day of my Christ in the day of his flesh. Was not it declared that this one was for the rise and the fall of many? Behold, they shall fall, but they shall rise to take their place. Behold, they shall be cast aside, but I shall gather others in. Behold, I shall remove them from their thrones of influence and dominion. And I do call it this hour and in this season, I call for that one that is on the backside that has felt desolate and been without. For behold, my children, even as I declared through my prophet, that one that hath no husband has many more children than that one that does. Behold and look and see the great gathering that is upon the doorsteps of many of these works, but my spirit is not with them, nor is their heart turned toward the people. And those that have been small and desolate, they shall rejoice.
Yes.
Those that were barren
yes.
shall break forth with singing.
Yes.
For I shall add to the doorstep of those that have been faithful and true.
Yes.
And I shall cause the word that has been hidden and cast aside to be shouted from the rooftops, be sounded by the trumpet on the mountaintop of Zion. And they shall gather in those that have been without a shepherd, those that have been without a pastor, those that have been without those that have had a shepherd, of those that shepherds after the heart of God. Yea, they have beaten my people with their words. Yea, and they have made light of them and made merchandise of them and even made gain. Behold, I am against those prophets and those that I have raised up that have taken the anointing and used it for gain. I will strip away, said God. I will take away even as I took away from Aaron in the day. In the day of his dishonor, did I not strip away his priestly garments, and did he not pass into the realm of death? It shall be so even with many. Thou shalt see that thou hast known. Thou shalt know no more. Thou shalt only have the record of what they have left through their books and their tapes and their videos. But they shall be removed. Their heart is turned from their God and from the people. I shall raise up those that are faithful and true. I shall find that David that is on the backside of the pastor. It has no place in the throne room. And I shall take him and bring him into that place. I shall find that one that is in the prison house. This is an hour that Joseph shall rise up and shall go to the right hand of power. This is an hour that I shall gather in those that are weak shall go forth and gather in. They shall gather in the sheaves and know that the time of their blessing as well as the time of their ministry to be known is upon them. It shall not always be that thou shalt be cast off, my little ones. But I have left thee aside somewhat, and thou hast even felt desolate, even in thy heart, that thy God hath turned away from thee. But I say, behold, I will gather thee together in loving kindness, and I will show thee that I am with thee, said thy God. Rejoice in my presence and praise me this evening, as I've already spoken through my handmaiden, and know that this year is the beginning of that thing and that season that many have cried out for long years. This is the hour. This is the hour that I shall cause my spirit to be restored. And I shall cause those that have had no voice to be heard. For their voice is true. And their voice is even the voice of my word, said thy God. Praise him tonight. Come on, let him worship. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Restoration, I hear the Spirit say. All things. Ministry. Hallelujah. Not all this merchandising.
Hallelujah.
Not all this showing. Put on entertainment spirit and crept into the church. I'm going to put real prophets. I'm going to put real ministry. I'm going to put real evangelists and apostles and teachers. I got something to say. We'll establish the people in something that they won't say, I've been sitting there 20 years and nothing has changed. Amen. Thank you, Father God. Foundational work of God. They are out there. Where are they at? They have little hotel rooms. Looking at a handful of people, their little house meetings. Amen. Why? Because they have learned to walk with their God and learned that they can make it whether or not anybody signs the front page of their book if they wrote one or not. Come on. Thank God that He's left me with a bunch of people to try to get behind me and support me. Amen. I thank God for all those meetings I went out of and said, God, you sure you called me, God? I just don't see anything coming out of all this. Thank you, Jesus. Come on. Full-time ministry, God. How's that ever going to happen? What, leave my job? How's that ever going to happen, God? Come on. My God, by faith, it's going to happen.
Hallelujah.
Look like a young fool, but I'll tell you what, I've been around 1,000 years in God. Been well seasoned. Some of you have too. Amen. You got a backbone now. You'll stand up and preach what God put in your mouth to preach.
Yes.
Because you have gone this long without $1,000 offering. Right. Nobody can blind your eyes with a gift, baby.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I can praise God.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Praise Him. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. I want to pray my precious friends back here.
Hallelujah.
Stand up.
Amen.
Man of God, join hands with your precious wife there.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. All these children stand up too. Join hands with mom and sister and brother. Thank you, Father God. Lord, we worship you. Thank you, Father God. You're a man that has a heart after God, sir. Nobody's told me anything about you, but God knows you. You're a man with a strong heart, I hear the Lord say. And you're a man, a lot of men today don't recognize their place in the home, and that's why they got the hell and the problems that they've got with children and family and things like that. But you're a man that very much recognizes. You're one of those guys that opens the door for the little woman. You're one of those guys that will put your coat down over the mud puddle. That you're one of those people that God has put chivalry, that's the word, in your heart. And you know your place. as protector. You take that to heart. You're the daddy eagle that watches out for everything. Am I saying something, lady? You know this man. This is the man that sometimes the woman doesn't understand, because the man takes caution for things that sometimes it just seems like he's just like what's that word? Paranoid. Not paranoid. A man that thinks like God does. For the Bible declares that he that watches over Israel sleepeth not and slumbers not. You're that kind of man, sir. And you have a heart of God. And God is going to honor you in some things, because it's not been easy for you, and there's been some struggles for you even as you were growing up, because you didn't have what God has made you to be, and there were times in your life that you were concerned about, what kind of father am I going to be? What kind of husband will I be? And how will I do the things I need to do? How will I carry this load? And God has made you to be a stalwart man. Your legs, man, if I can see them in the spirit, they're like pillars of concrete. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Not just a strong man in body, but a strong man in spirit. A man that says, my God, don't worry about the torpedoes, baby. We're going to go full speed ahead here, and God's going to make a way for us.
That's right.
And there's some things that you're in right now that the only way you can see out of that is if God's word is true, sir. And God is going to honor your faith. He's going to bring you out of this situation. And real soon, things are going to change for you financially. I don't know what you do. I don't know if you have your own business. I don't know if you thought about starting your own business. But God is about to make you. And there's no self-made men in the kingdom of God. But God is about to make you and put you in a place that others have put themselves in. But behold, those that have put themselves in position, because it's not built upon Christ, God's going to cause their position to be taken away, and there's going to be great sorrow. But God's going to exalt you, sir. Those men that God is going to exalt you, even financially, there's a change coming for you, and even a physical move. A physical move. I see you moving someplace. Thank you, Father God. I see you not in a small place, but a place that you can step out and you can walk the grounds and say, this is ours. This can be, if something ever happens to me, if I go home to glory, I can leave this to my children. I can leave this behind. Have something to be passed. A lot of us are born into this world, and we're not the ones that the streets and the cities are named after. And we got to struggle. And you've been a man that's had a hard road to hoe in some things. But time is about to begin to open some things up for you. At an age when a lot of people would give up, you are a man that has set your mind. You have set your mind to do some new things. And God is going to be with you in these things. And the doors are going to open. And the money that you need for whatever you need. Not just for the desire of your heart for ministry. Because God is going to make the way for you with the ministry. But to have the things and give the things to the woman that you've not been able to give. He said, that's been my heart's desire. And to provide the things that the children, not just the needs, but a good father going to give his children those things beyond just what they need. And God's going to enable you, sir, financially. He's going to change some things with you. Where's your billfold? Let me see your billfold. We're going to pray over that billfold. God said to. Thank you, Father God. Is that right? You know that man. Is that how that man is? Young lady? Is that your husband? Amen. A man who is like a watchman on the tower. Amen. Is the front door locked? Is that window closed? Amen. God. Amen. Got a shotgun in the closet and a heart full of faith. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you.
Amen.
I thank you, Father God.
Here,
both of you hold it.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you, Father God.
Praise God.
Father God, I pray that you're going to anoint the finances of this precious couple from this night forth, God, that things will begin to change for this family. And God, you're going to take away every element of struggle and opposition, where they can be free for the ministry that is in their life. Amen. Amen. You're one of those men saying, God, when is that going to happen? How is that going to happen, God? All these years, have you forgotten about me? God's not forgotten about you, but sometimes being left in things seasons you a little bit. God turned up the fire on you, put you through some things in the last year that you would have never come through them if it wasn't for your faith in God.
Hallelujah.
Oh!
Hallelujah.
But you come through them, you come out the other side of here, the Lord says, and you, and it's like you've been coming through, through a storm. But things are about to clear for you real soon. And you're even going to see the direction that you need to leave this home, even the move that you need to make, where you need to go, when you need to go, and what it is that God has called you to put your hand to, because your ministry, you're one of those, the Bible says, let every man wait upon his ministry. And you've been waiting for a long time. But it's not in vain. The door's going to open up. Amen. Ladies, do you sing? Raise those hands. Thank you, Jesus. Do you sing? Have you desired to sing? Raise those hands.
Hallelujah.
Father God, place an anointing upon this woman, God.
Yes.
And cause this gift to be stirred up in her life. And let it be a miracle, Father God. Let it be by a miracle, Father God. God, those that you anoint are those that can't even carry a tune in a bucket. But when they get up there and begin to warble through those songs off key and out of tune, Father God, the anointing shows up. And that's all that really matters. Anoint this woman. Anoint this woman for music. And anoint this woman for the songs of restoration and healing, Father God. Let it happen in Jesus' name, because her desire. It's her desire, Father God. You showed me that. And Lord, you don't give people talent, Father God. You give people the anointing.
Yes.
And the talent can be gotten.
Yes.
But the talent don't mean nothing without the anointing. God, the house is full of people that's talented. But God, you're going to anoint this precious woman. I saw that. I saw you singing. Amen. God's able to make it happen. But not going to be just to sing and hit the high notes. It's going to be there whether or not you hit the high notes or not. You're going to touch the hearts of the people. And people are going to say, when you ministered in song, something broke in my spirit, my precious sister. And I felt God's touch. I hadn't felt it in a long time. But when you got up there and sang, something happened. Amen. Is that what you want? God's going to give it to you. Thank you, Jesus. And your prayers on behalf of your husband. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Always, somebody said, behind every successful man is a successful woman. In the night seasons when you are walking the floor, saying, God, I don't even understand what this man's doing. But I'm praying because you said, I had to pray. I don't even want to pray. But I'm going to be in a good fight. And I don't understand his decision, but I will choose to subject myself to my husband because you have given me that commandment. Your prayers have kept him at times, have strengthened him at times, have made the way for him, because this is not a one person show. This is a real marriage with Christ in the center of the thing. You the eyes in the back of his head. And you can see things from a different perspective sometimes. Amen. And sometimes, even though he won't listen to you, you go and you put it into the realm of the Spirit, and then he comes to the decision and thinks he made the decision. That's the way God moves in marriages. Amen. That's the trick right there, ladies. Amen. It's just put it into the Spirit, and then God put it in the mind. It's all right if they think they just discovered it. As long as it's the right decision to make, my God, that's all that matters. And I thank you, Father God, for this precious family. I thank you for this gift of prophecy that is in this woman's life. And that this spirit that came forth tonight helped to break that thing loose. I thank you for the handmaidens of God that give themselves over to the abiding of your Spirit. And I pray, Lord, a blessing upon this whole family and this whole home, that not one of these children, Father God, is gonna fall away from this walk with God. But Lord, you're going to cause this thing to be so tied together. Lord, they're not going to be any wayward children in this family, Father God. They're going to be all kept together because the eagle's sitting on the nest and he's watching over everything. And God, you're the big eagle that's watching over the smaller eagle, and you're going to keep this family in this home. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God. I appreciate you. Thank you. I appreciate your spirit. Thank you, Jesus. And Lord, I pray right now that you'll touch this man physically.
Yes.
I pray, Lord, that whatever this situation is, you're going to make it right, God.
Yes.
You're gonna cause a physical miracle to happen right now in this man's body, in this abdomen, in this torso, whatever this man has need of. He has a work of God before him. And he's not gonna be sidelined by some sickness, by some kind of ailment. You're gonna give him and restore perfect health to this man. And you're going to cause him to be strengthened. As a young man, Father God, you're going to restore his strength where he can run this race and put younger men to shame. Because it's going to be the Spirit of God that's with him. Thank you, Father God. And I thank you for this precious couple. So I can give a little hand clap to the
those words, sometimes you got to move with God's Spirit.
Amen. Wasn't it God to tell everybody, get out of Harrisburg? Come on. Leave your houses. Amen. And then 6 months later, something happened with Three Mile Island, and you say, I thank God that I heard that fool telling me that. I'm not telling about anything, but you better know when God's talking to you.
Right.
I want to be like Joseph, that angel shows up in the middle of the night and says, take that young child and take the mother, and you better get on down to Egypt. Because the only way right now to kill all of you. And not say, well, let me pray about it. Let me call somebody and get a confirmation. My God, I want to be led by the Spirit. I want to be led by the Spirit. And it's just that serious, folks. I preach it just that serious because I've found it to be just that serious. I want to be right in the perfect will of God. I want to know if He says, I want to be so led of the Spirit that it says, don't even go back in the house and get anything. That I just say, all right, I don't know where we're going, but God said to go.
That's right.
Come on. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. I praise Him tonight. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. And I want you to give Sister Buckley and Brother Frank a big hand clap tonight. Thank you so much for having me. I'm going to sure not to do that again. Give them a hand clap as they come tonight to dismiss us. And God bless you. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you. Praise God. Aren't you glad you came?
Yes, amen.
Praise God. We have a few minutes. We're going to go out in the kitchen there and enjoy ourselves, have some snacks and stuff. I'd like to ask Brother Barry to dismiss us in prayer.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. We just thank you for this powerful night you gave us again, Lord, Jesus. And getting us here safely sound, God. And
thank
just,
you.
All the things that you're doing in our lives, God. And
thank you.
Just praise you and thank you for the things that, Lord, that you've done last year, but now it's a new beginning and new year, Lord. You're going to do new things for us, Lord. And we just pray, Lord,
praise
that you would
God.
Help us, Lord, to truly commit our hearts and our lives to you, Lord. And sometimes, as Brother Brown says, we're these things that are like fleshly and doing things and watching TV and all this stuff,
Jesus.
Lord. But help us truly, as I wanted to share this, but I didn't get to share it. But 2 weeks ago, I was driving to work and I seen a big oak tree the one day, and I guess it was the next day I went by, and I don't know how old it is, probably about 100 years old at least, and the Lord said, that's what I want you, and that's what I want my people to be. I want my people to be truly rooted in, truly rooted into the Word so they can't fall. It was so awesome when He told me that. And then that night I was listening to a pastor on the radio, and I got the same, he was preaching like the same Word, Lord, and I thank you for that, Lord.
Thank you.
Help us to root in, Lord, truly be rooted in you and your Word. God, and things of fasting and praying and spending time with you all night. I haven't done that yet, Lord, but I want to get there. I want to get where you want me to be, Lord.
Yes.
And I thank you and praise you for all the things that you've done. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 Praise
God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Thanks
for pulling him out.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Y'all can float in.
Oh, man. Oh, God, how wonderful. Boy, you know
that. Girl. Don't you talk. I can't go down. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.